This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump tweeting Thursday morning, Iran made a very big mistake. The statement after Iran shot down a U.S. drone in an incident Iranian officials said happened over the country's territory. U.S. officials refuting the Iranian claim, saying the drone was shot down over international airspace. The commander of Air Force's Central Command, Lieutenant General Joseph Quastella, provided a statement from Qatar.
This attack is an attempt to disrupt our ability to monitor the area following recent threats to international shipping and the free flow of commerce.
Sanam Vakil, an expert on Iran with the international affairs think tank Chatham House, told the AP Iran is looking to obtain as much leverage as it can in the event it meets with the U.S.
Tehran is not going to immediately capitulate to the president's demands. And in fact, if and when it comes to the negotiating table, it will come with its own demands and its own issues that it would seek to resolve.
Tensions between the two countries have increased with attacks against oil tankers in the region that the U.S. blames on Iran, but which Iran says it did not carry out. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is meeting with President Trump to discuss trade issues in Washington. This comes a day after the Mexican Senate ratified the new trade deal, the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. Syrian rescuers rush victims into ambulances as they say at least two ambulance workers and several other civilians, including children, have been killed in government airstrikes. The strikes happened in the last rebel stronghold in the country's northwest, Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least nine people were killed in the airstrikes. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping is meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang on Thursday. Xi's trip to North Korea raises the possibility that China could help break a month-long impasse in talks between the U.S. and North Korea over the North's nuclear weapons. Reuters' Ben Blanchard has been covering the story from Beijing.
China has been happy to see the rapprochement between Pyongyang and Washington and has been pleased to see a dramatic easing in tensions between the two countries. However, it was also looked on with concern in recent months at a slight ratcheting up of tensions again with a few missile tests, for example, by the North Koreans.
Xi has said his government is willing to play a constructive role in the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Reuters reports India is in talks with the U.S. on H-1B work visas, but the foreign ministry says it has not heard anything official from Washington on capping such permits for Indians. According to a Wednesday report, the United States had told India it was considering the caps on the visas for countries that force foreign companies to store data locally. Asked about the report during a news conference, Foreign Ministry spokesman Ravish Kumar said there had been no official communication from the U.S. on the issue.
We are engaged with the U.S. We will remain engaged with the U.S. on this matter and see how we can dispel any misconception on data localization which they might have.
News of the U.S. plan to restrict H-1B visas comes days before a visit to India by the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Thousands of opposition supporters protested in Malawi Thursday to push for the resignation of the chairperson of the country's electoral commission. Lamek Masina reports.
Nearly 15,000 opposition supporters brought business to a standstill in the capital, Lilongwe. As they marched to the Capitol Hill, the seat of government offices, they wanted to present a petition demanding the resignation of Electoral Commission Chief Jane Ansah. However, government representatives stayed in their offices. The Malawi Electoral Commission denies any vote rigging in the May 21 election. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Lilongwe.
The MEC declared President Peter Mutharika won re-election with 39% of the vote, while opposition Malawi Congress Party leader Lazarus Chakwera was a close second and Vice President Salos Chilima was third. New Zealand has launched a six-month gun buyback program aimed at ridding the country of semi-automatic weapons. Those are the kind banned after the March massacre at two mosques in Christchurch. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Voice of OAA 1. Voice of America, VOA 1.